Have you ever felt like there's more to life than meets the eye? Like there's a deeper layer of reality just waiting to be explored? Well, you're not alone. In today's minisode, we're going to delve into the mystical realm of chakras, the subtle energy centers that govern our physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being, and learn how chakra meditation can help us tap into their beautiful healing power. So find a comfortable seat, close your eyes, and let's awaken the divine energy within. Happiest March meditations, beautiful soul. Welcome back to The Medium Matters, the podcast where we're all mini mystics learning about the paranormal, the supernatural, and all the things together. And everyone is a beautiful ray of light. I'm your host, Chantel, and today we're keeping the March meditation love going with even more cool knowledge to drop. Today we're going to mini dive into the magic that is chakras, those beautiful, glorious, subtle energy centers that govern our physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being. So let's align, let's balance, and let's enjoy the ride. Before we connect with our chakras, let me remind you that March is for minisodes. Yes, I'm giving your ears all the love they've been craving. Make sure you tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 10 a.m. Central for an all-new minisode full of all the meditation magic you never knew you always wanted. This month, we're focusing on cultivating a sustainable meditation practice that is healing, inspiring, and oh so good for the soul. So make sure you tune in for all the deets about, well, all the things. Have questions about meditation, supernatural this, paranormal that, or clear everything? Well, share them with me on Instagram, Facebook, email, smoke signal, whatevs. I've got you covered. All the links are in the show notes just for you. Spring, she is in session. The spring equinox and Ostara have officially landed, and my heart, she is aflutter. Ostara works her magic from the 19th to the 23rd, and then it's on to the full moon on the 25th. Check out the episode titled Spring Awakening for some spring and Ostara magic, but first, hang with me through the end of this minisode because I am dropping the full moon love on you. Now then, let's talk meditation. But before we do, let's set the intention to make this time work very well for you. May it be everything you need to help restore calm, balance, peace, and tranquility. If you can safely hit pause on your day, then get in a comfortable position and close your eyes. Take a deep cleansing breath and envision breathing in a beautiful and bright, vibrant, restorative light. Hold the breath at the top and then release it along with anything you've been holding on to. Release everything that's been weighing you down and no longer serves you. Do that two more times at your own pace, and when you're done, open your eyes and welcome some time just for you. Welcome back to the land of calm, my friend. All right, let's start with the basics. What exactly are chakras? Well, in simple terms, chakras are energy centers within the body that correspond to different aspects of our physical, emotional, and spiritual selves. According to ancient Eastern traditions, there are seven main chakras that run along the spine, from the base, which is hip area or so, to the crown of the head, which very top of the head. Each chakra is associated with a specific color, element, and set of qualities, and when these energy centers are balanced and aligned, we experience a sense of harmony and well-being. So, how exactly do chakras influence our lives? Well, imagine each chakra as a spinning wheel of energy. It's constantly moving and flowing throughout the body. When one or more of these energy centers becomes blocked or imbalanced, it can manifest as physical, emotional, or spiritual issues. So for example, an imbalance in the root chakra, which is located at the base of the spine, may lead to feelings of insecurity, instability, or fear. Conversely, when the root chakra is balanced, we feel grounded, secure, and connected to the earth. Similarly, an imbalance in the heart chakra, which is located at the center of the chest, can manifest as issues with love, compassion, and relationships. On the flip side, when the heart chakra is balanced, we experience love, empathy, and a deep sense of connection with others. So by understanding the qualities and characteristics of each chakra, we can begin to identify areas of imbalance in our own lives and take steps to restore harmony and alignment. If you're ready to unlock the transformative power of chakra meditation and restore balance to your energy centers, then I definitely encourage you to dive deep into the practice of chakra meditation and explore the profound wisdom and healing potential of the chakras. Whether you're new to meditation or a seasoned practitioner, chakra meditation offers a powerful tool for self-discovery and inner transformation. So don't be afraid to journey within and awaken the divine energy that lies dormant within you. Balancing your chakras through meditation is a powerful way to promote overall well-being and vitality. Here are 10 techniques to help you harmonize your energy centers and tap into your full potential. Number 1, chakra visualization. Close your eyes and imagine each chakra as a spinning wheel of light, starting with the root chakra at the base of the spine and moving up to the crown chakra at the top of the head. Visualize each chakra glowing brightly and radiating its corresponding color, filling your body with healing energy. Number 2, chakra affirmations. Repeat positive affirmations that correspond to each chakra, such as, I am grounded and secure for the root chakra. I am creative and passionate for the sacral chakra. And I trust my intuition for the third eye chakra. Repeat these affirmations silently or aloud during your meditation practice to reinforce that positive energy flow. Number 3, chakra breathing. Focus your attention on each chakra as you inhale and exhale deeply. Imagine breathing in healing energy through the crown chakra, top of the head, and exhaling any stagnant energy or tension through the root chakra, which is at the base of the spine. Allow your breath to flow smoothly and evenly, filling each chakra with revitalizing energy. Number 4, chakra mantras. Chant or repeat sacred mantras associated with each chakra, such as Lam for the root chakra, Vam for the sacral chakra, and Om for the crown chakra. Allow the vibration of each mantra to resonate with the corresponding chakra, clearing blockages and restoring balance. Number 5, chakra mudras. Practice hand gestures or mudras that correspond to each chakra to stimulate energy flow and balance. For example, bring your thumbs and index fingers together in a circle while resting your hands on your knees for the root chakra mudra. Hold each mudra for several breaths as you focus on balancing the corresponding chakra. Number 6, chakra sound healing. Listen to or chant sacred sounds, tones, or frequencies that resonate with each chakra to promote healing and balance. Experiment with crystal singing bowls, Tibetan singing bowls, tuning forks, or guided chakra meditation music to harmonize your energy centers and soothe your soul. Number 7, chakra color therapy. Surround yourself with the colors associated with each chakra during your meditation practice. Visualize a vibrant red for the root chakra, a warm orange for the sacral chakra, a sunny yellow for the solar plexus chakra, and so on. Allow the colors to wash over you, filling you with healing energy and restoring balance to your chakras. Number 8, chakra crystal healing. Place crystals or gemstones associated with each chakra on your body or around your meditation space to enhance energy flow and balance. Experiment with crystals like garnet for the root chakra, carnelian for the sacral chakra, citrine for the solar plexus chakra, and so on. Allow the healing properties of the crystals to support your meditation practice and promote chakra balance. Number 9, chakra yoga. Incorporate yoga poses and sequences that target each chakra into your meditation practice. Focus on poses like mountain pose for the root chakra, cat-cow pose for the sacral chakra, warrior pose for the solar plexus chakra, and on and on. Allow the physical movement and breathwork of yoga to open and align your energy centers, promoting balance and vitality. Number 10, Chakra guided meditation. Follow along with a guided meditation specifically designed to balance and align your chakras. Choose from a variety of guided meditations available online or through meditation apps, focusing on clearing blockages, releasing tension, and restoring harmony to your energy centers. If you are vibing the idea of using chakra meditation to restore balance and harmony to your energy centers, then you should explore different chakra meditation practices and see which ones resonate with you. Whether you prefer visualization, affirmations, or guided meditations, there is a chakra meditation technique out there that's perfect for you to help you awaken the divine energy within. So don't be afraid to experiment and find what works best for you. Cultivating inner harmony is essential for overall well-being and vitality. Here are 10 practical tips to help you maintain balance in your chakras and experience a deep sense of inner peace and harmony. Tip number one, practice mindfulness. Take time each day to bring awareness to the present moment. Notice the sensations in your body, the thoughts in your mind, and the emotions in your heart without judgment. By cultivating mindfulness, you can become more attuned to the needs of your energy centers and take proactive steps to maintain balance. Tip number two, engage in regular physical activity. So exercise not only benefits your physical health, but also helps to balance your energy centers. Whether it's yoga, walking, dancing, or swimming, find a form of movement that resonates with you and makes you feel alive and so vibrant. Tip number three, practice breath work. So deep breathing techniques such as diaphragmatic breathing or alternate nostril breathing can help to calm the mind, reduce stress, and balance the flow of energy in your chakras. Incorporate breath work into your daily routine to help promote inner harmony and well-being. Tip number four, nourish your body with healthy foods. Eat a balanced diet that is rich in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and lean proteins to support your physical and energetic health. You want to avoid processed foods, excess sugar, and caffeine, which can definitely disrupt the balance of your chakras and leave you feeling depleted. Tip number five, connect with nature. Spend time outdoors surrounded by the beauty of the natural world. Whether it's a walk in the park, a hike in the mountains, or just sitting beneath a tree, connecting with nature can help to ground you and restore balance to your energy centers. Tip number six, cultivate self-love and compassion. Treat yourself with kindness and compassion, recognizing that you are worthy of love and acceptance just the way you are. Practice self-care rituals that nourish your body, your mind, and spirit, such as taking a warm bath, practicing meditation, or journaling your thoughts and feelings. Tip number seven, set boundaries and honor your needs. Learn to say no to activities, relationships, and obligations that drain your energy and detract from your well-being. Prioritize self-care and give yourself permission to rest and recharge whenever you need it. Tip number eight, surround yourself with supportive relationships. Spend time with people who uplift and inspire you and distance yourself from those who bring negativity or drama into your life. Cultivate relationships that nourish your soul and encourage you to be your authentic self. Tip number nine, practice gratitude. Take time each day to express gratitude for the blessings in your life, no matter how small. Gratitude has the power to shift your perspective and raise your vibration, bringing you into alignment with the abundance of the universe. Tip number 10, seek guidance and support. Don't be afraid to reach out for help if you're struggling to maintain balance in your chakras. Whether it's through therapy, energy healing, or spiritual counseling, there are so many resources available to support you on your journey to inner harmony. If you're ready to embrace your inner radiance and awaken the divine energy within, then I definitely encourage you to commit to a regular practice of chakra meditation and explore the transformative power of the chakras. Whether you are seeking physical healing, emotional release, or just spiritual awakening, chakra meditation offers a sacred pathway to wholeness and inner harmony. So embrace the journey within and let your inner light shine bright, baby. And that brings us to the end of our exploration of chakra meditation. I really hope you enjoyed this and found this enlightening and inspiring, and that you feel empowered to embark on your own journey of self-discovery and inner transformation. Remember, cultivating inner harmony is a journey, not a destination, so be patient with yourself and trust the process. Before we part ways for the day, I want to share a little full moon, wolf moon magic with you. We are sinking our teeth into the captivating energy of the wolf moon on March 25th, so get ready to tap into your primal instincts and embrace the call of the wild. Mark your calendar, my fellow moon gazer, because on March 25th, 2024, the night sky will be illuminated by the fierce and luminous glow of the wolf full moon. Now, for those of you new to the lunar scene, let me break it down. The full moon is a time of heightened energy, culmination, and revelation. And when it's dubbed the wolf moon, get ready to channel your inner predator. The term wolf moon originated from Native American and early colonial cultures who named full moons based on the natural rhythms of the seasons. For our ancestors, the wolf moon symbolized the awakening of nature and the howling of wolves in the cold winter nights. So what can you expect when the wolf moon rises in all its majestic glory? Picture this. A surge of primal energy coursing through your veins, igniting your inner fire, and urging you to embrace your wild side. You might find yourself feeling more adventurous, assertive, and in tune with your instincts. But beware, my lunar warrior. With great power comes great responsibility. The wolf moon can also stir up intense emotions and primal urges. You might feel a heightened sense of passion, desire, or even aggression. However, fear not. This is definitely an opportunity to harness that energy and channel it into productive pursuits. Now, let's talk about how we can honor and celebrate the primal power of the wolf moon. It's time to unleash our inner wolves and dance beneath the moonlit sky. First things first, connect with nature. Take a moonlit hike, howl at the moon, or just spend some time outdoors soaking in the lunar energy. Then, tap into your primal instincts through movement. Dance, yoga, or even a high-intensity workout to release all that pent-up energy and embrace your inner strength. So, my love, embrace the untamed energy of the wolf full moon and allow yourself to reconnect with your primal nature. Remember, you are a force of nature, strong, wild, and fiercely beautiful. If you enjoyed this mini-sode, then please follow for more and share it with the ones you like and love, because sharing is caring. Don't forget to tune into The Media Matters every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 10 a.m. Central in March for an all-new special mini-sode from me to you. Make sure you head over to themediamatters.com to join our mailing list, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and spend a little quality time with me on the socials for even more love. With that, I hope you make beautiful magic, my friend. See you next mini-sode.